really good.
That really sounds good. Yeah. If you went to the store and you bought 4 pounds of flour and decided to buy one more, then altogether you'd need...
Well, you'd need five, but...
Mm-hmm, 5 pounds,
but...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What would you call the inside part of the egg?
The yolk.
And what color would it be?
Yellow. Yeah.
If you cooked eggs in hot water, I mean, if you put the shell and everything in there together, you'd say that, not together, but I mean, you just put the whole egg in there and cooked it.
Yeah, boiled egg.
Yeah. And how about if you cracked them in the water and stirred them around, just cracked them out of the shell and cooked them in hot water like that?
Well, I don't know what you exactly. Porched egg? Is that the way you do yours sometime, I mean? We don't do them out of little more. This is different. We cook ours in a little pan like that.
We
got to come in a little pan like that in water, in a pan of water.
Uh-huh.
And they just float around in there, and that water will be all around in here. Sometimes water will boil over in them, but that won't hurt them.
But that
doesn't
hurt
them. It doesn't hurt them. They're still eggs. But that's what we use now. That don't use no grease or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
Makes better
that's
for
better for you. Mm. Yeah. When you slaughter a hog, what do you call the meat between the ham and the shoulder?
Well, that's the side. That's the middling.
Mm-hmm. Side and middling means the same.
Same thing. They're the same. That's where you get your bacon.
Mm-hmm. That's where you get your bacon. Now, what would you call the kind of meat that you might cook with your beans or something?
Well, you'd mostly want to cut your I've heard people call them sow bellies, but really it's a bacon. It's a salt meat. It's part of the bacon.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the real bacon part, but it's part of the side.
Mm-hmm.
That, and you put that salt meat in with your beans or your turnip greens or so and so. That way Mother used to do them, but Mother did a whole lot of things that other people don't do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she always liked to use, instead of using grease, she'd use meat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She'd cut her little piece of meat off, and if you didn't watch it, she ate it too.
Oh, she did. Well,
you didn't beat her to it, she got it.
She got it.
She was a big meat eater. Right?
The bacon came off of this part.
It would be the lower part, all around the stomach part, and up around the back,
mm-hmm.
where the pork chops was. But that would be the heavy part, the fat part, and of course, that's not bacon. That was more or less what to make lard out of.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the crusty part on the edge of the bacon?
Well,
have to cut off?
I don't know where it, what you
rind.
Could. What?
Skin or rind?
Well, you could cut the skin off, but you the.
Would that be the same as the rind?
Rind? I don't know what the rind would be.
The rind is the skin.
Well, is the rind the skin? Well, the skin it would come off the bacon, all right,
mm-hmm.
but you don't ever get no bacon with skin on it. Once in a while, you can buy some bacon. You can buy bacon and slice with skin on it. It's a little bit cheaper,
mm-hmm.
but you can buy bacon with it. They'll generally always slice it for you there
mm-hmm.
at the shop or
mm-hmm.
there at the store.
Well, now, the kind of meat, well, it's like where you take hog meat and you grind it up and put spices in it.
And you have sausage?
Yeah.
Have...
And now, a person that makes their living from cutting meat and stuff would be called a...
Butcher?
And if meat's been kept too long, it starts smelling bad. You say the meat is done.
Been tainted, and it stinks.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of got it's soured in it.
Spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after you butcher a hog, what would you make with the meat from its head?
Well, you can make souse out of the head meat and out of the head. It'd be some called head cheese,
mm-hmm.
but it's either the old time name was souse.
Those would mean the same thing.
Mm-hmm. It's all that's what you make out of it. And but.